Listener Production.
Hey there, I'm Tessa Randello. Police are back at it, searching for alleged Glenfern shooter Robert Greig, who's wanted in relation to a shooting at two police cars on Monday night. Authorities searched the northern suburbs yesterday near Brighton with no luck, and today the search enters its third day. We're being warned not to approach the 33-year-old if we see him. In a different incident, Brody Savage from Clarendon Vale is being identified as the man who ran away from Hobart Magistrates Court yesterday after being sentenced to jail. He's still on the run after police swarmed the Hobart waterfront with the help of boat, helicopter and foot patrols. The Education Minister's standing firm, saying the government wants to reach an agreement with the teachers' union. That's after statewide strikes yesterday, which saw classes start at 10:30 across Tasmania. Roger Yench is describing the action as unnecessary, but the Tassie head of the Australian Education Union, David Jenford, said they had no choice.
Our educators in schools have shown how serious and how angry they are with the current conditions they're being forced to work with in schools.
And petrol prices at some servos in Hobart are creeping up, with $1.74 at a couple in North Hobart and over $1.80 in Kingston. But the watchdog is saying there shouldn't be an immediate increase at the Bowser today, while Peter Currie from the NRMA says the tax is on wholesale prices, not retail ones, so an overnight rise at petrol stations is likely dodgy dealings.
It's about 25 cents that will inevitably be passed on, but it should not happen on Thursday, and certainly not Thursday, Friday. It should take a bit more longer than that.
The AFL Coaches Association's urging the AFL to fast-track the investigation into the alleged mistreatment of First Nation players at Hawthorn. The AFL-CA wants the coaches caught up in the scandal to be afforded natural justice given the ongoing media coverage. The Herald Sun reports that Alistair Clarkson and Chris Fagan are part of a group accused of running the footy department like the Russian mafia.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.